out as a future Palestinian state.
The challenges of governing for the Palestine Authority are extraordinarily complex. This is an authority that has very little authority. It has virtually no power. Its power is derivative. It has the power that is given to it by Israel, and at any moment, any of those powers can be taken away.
It was very convenient to believe that there is no occupation, that the occupation is over. How many aspects in your life somebody else determines for you? This is occupation. And Israel could determine in the last 10 years, could determine everything. But everybody heard Arafat saying 10 times to 100 times that Ramallah is liberated and Gaza is liberated. How can it be liberated if there is an army around it? The Palestinian officials spoke very warmly about the situation, about the reality, and they were hiding the fact that for the great majority of the population, these years were a disaster.
Those abuses, those violations of the public trust have been happening regularly since the Oslo process began.
Palestinians who would protest against Oslo were labeled as terrorists. The authority would not allow it, the PA.
Instead of having a real national authority, you had this corrupt institution whose main task, as far as Israel is concerned, was to police the Palestinians and prevent them from resisting the continuing occupation.
It has wasted a lot of the money the international community has given it. One sees the villas of the leading Palestinian officials and the poverty with which the Palestinian masses are living in.
The performance of the PLO in running the Palestinian Authority and its failures in negotiating with Israel have very much diminished support for the PLO leadership.
While Americans were being told by the media that a peace process was moving forward, Israel continued its policy of home demolitions. Since 1967, about 12,000 Palestinian homes have been demolished. More than 700 of those homes were demolished during the Oslo peace process.
What you've got to have, and I think it's a fair demand on the part of Palestinians, that during the process of negotiation, you're not turning over more and more territory to Israeli settlers and changing the character of the land that you're supposed to be negotiating about.
The notion that this is going to be a negotiable question does not ring true to any Palestinian who lives up against one of these settlements, which are continually expanding. And what does it mean to expand? It means you steal more land.
Abdul Jawad is a Palestinian farmer whose family has lived there and tended the land for centuries. The Israeli authorities have confiscated countless acres of their farmland.
شوف الشجر اللي كان ما احللت اللي كان موجود هون. يعني كيف واحد بقعد في جنة انا مسوي جنة هون. شوف شو بدال الجنة شوف شو سووا معاك شوف شو هل إيش بتتفرج شو هذا اللي سووه هون
شوف الأشجار كيف بيطلعوا من تحت الحجار شايف كيف بيطلع الأشجار من تحت الحجار مش حرام هذا يبقى بدل ما يقعد بني آدم اللي بيقول الله مش حرام هذا يقعد بداله حجر زي هذا هذه معيشتنا لا إنا لا برا ولا بحرا ولا جو هذه المعيشة تاعتنا وبنستنى لطف الله شو نعمل
These settlers live and prosper at the expense of the Palestinians, and the Palestinians' well-being, present well-being, and future well-being.
And they don't see this horrible disproportionate allocation of resources where Jewish settlers get water and electricity and gas, garbage pickup, all kinds of things that their Palestinian neighbors don't get because of the military occupation.
هذيك المنطقة منطقة بين نعيم ممنوعة تجعلين هذول الدور شوف يعني في واحد شوف يعني واحد بحوث في قلب الدور من العرب ولا واحد بحوث من العرب موجود هناك هذه السيارة يعني لو ماها إسرائيلية بعدهاش.
They lost the middle of the valley for a bypass road, which is now an Israeli-only bypass road. They can't drive on it to go to their homes.
The thing is extremely ugly to watch. I mean, this is just day-to-day life. I'm not talking about the fighting here. I mean, you walk through Hebron, an Arab city, 100,000 Arabs, a couple hundred Jews. A settler's walking around with rifles, you know, looking as if they own the place.
Settlers can go in a Palestinian village and burn the fields there, destroy the house, hit Palestinians, even shoot Palestinians.
Several of the women have been beaten by settlers on different occasions. In each of those cases, we were just being a nonviolent presence on the street, observing when settlers were acting out, and they just attacked different ones of us.
The Israeli government is not doing anything to try and stop the settlers from violating Palestinian rights. From all the cases that settlers actually killed Palestinians, very few were accused of murder, but then the president came and gave amnesty or shortened the punishment that they received from the court. In some cases, they cooperate with them, they guard them. Like one case, the settlers went and took a house, Palestinian house, and just said, well, now it's ours. So the border police stood down there to protect them because the Palestinians were angry. So the border police just stood there and protected the settlers instead of course, arresting them, just saying it's illegal.
The bottom line is to make things so difficult for the Palestinians that anybody that wants a future for their children, anybody that wants to get ahead in life, anybody that wants a normal life will leave.
يعني أنا اللي عنده جنة زي هذه ويعني بده يرحل وبده يروح ويرحل ويدشرها وين بدنا نروح إحنا وندشر أرضنا اللي زي هذه.
The Jaber family continues to live under constant harassment. Most recently, Abdul Jawad broke his leg while trying to protect his grandchildren from settler attacks.
Many of us feel hostage, that we're held hostage to the settlers. Because I think the vast majority of Israelis don't care about the occupied territory.